In these days, we have received the great joy of the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. As you know, she was beatified in 2003 and canonized just recently in this year, 2016. And the declaration that she is a saint in heaven is for us here on earth a reminder of the importance of her witness and her teaching. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is someone that, for me personally, was a great inspiration. I remember when I was coming back to the practice of the Catholic faith and eventually began discerning a call to the priesthood, when I saw her on EWTN, I felt a certain attraction to her spiritually. I felt that there was something about her that would be very inspirational for me and would be like a guiding light for me in my discernment. I remember when she would say, "Give God a chance." And to me, that was like a motto for my discernment of priesthood. I was like, okay, I'm going to give the Lord a chance to reveal His will for me. And Mother Teresa was kind of like a spiritual mother for the whole world in that time. And also at that time, Pope John Paul the Great was like the spiritual father for the whole world. Recently, I saw a video on Facebook of Pope John Paul the Great with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and Pope John Paul said something like, "You are our mother and we will listen to you." It was like John Paul, who was this great pope, was sort of submitting his authority to the authority of Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa had this authority because of her humility, because of her littleness and her dependence upon God. When she died in 1997, I felt like I had lost someone I had personally known. Now, I suppose in a certain way we tend to feel like we know people we see on television or on the internet or something, but I felt that it was someone who had personally affected my life, had gone home to God and her reward. And it kind of helped me to appreciate anew the importance of this great woman of God. And now that she is a saint, we're called evermore to seek her wisdom in our times. You know, the greatest project in our life, the most important goal that we should be about, is the goal of living our relationship to God, to the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the goal of making it to heaven. We have so many projects and so many things we need to do in life, but we have to have that number one priority straight and be working towards that goal of eternal communion in heaven with God. And we have in the Catholic Church an immense treasure of wisdom from the saints. And the saints are not just statues or pictures or just nice stories about people from old, but they lived real lives. They were just like you, and they struggled with the same things that you struggle with. And they worked this number one project of living their relationship to God that was something they did with great success. They worked in this project with great effort, with heroic effort and virtue, and achieved that goal of eternal life in heaven. And the saints are our source of wisdom for how to follow the greatest wisdom, who is Jesus Himself. And so, in order that we truly appreciate Mother Teresa of Calcutta, I want to share with you something that she taught that can actually help you right now in your project, your number one project of living this relationship to the Lord. Mother Teresa had this saying where she would say this, and she said this often. She would say, "Silence leads to prayer. Prayer leads to a deepening of faith. Faith leads to love. Love leads to service, and service leads to peace." And this is actually a sort of rule of life that we could superimpose upon our life no matter what's going on right now. Silence, prayer, faith, love, service, peace. Put this into your life, and I can guarantee you it will help you very much in your relationship to God. You know, sometimes we think about God and we don't really know how to relate to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, the saints teach us. The saints give us this wisdom on how to do this, how to live the way we should live that's best for us. And so, let's think about what Mother Teresa teaches us. First, she says, silence. So, we need silence in our life. when I say this to people in the church, I always expect someone to stand up and say, "Okay, Father, you said we need silence, so please stop talking." And I want to just sit down and stop talking. But anyway, silence is something that we need. Times where we're free from the noise, especially the noise of the media. I read a book some years ago, and it was called Noise. And it was written by a woman who had worked in the media as a news reporter. And she said in this book, basically, as a summary form, that our people, our families, are being saturated with media. And it wasn't so much all the bad stuff, like the pornography and stuff like that, which is horrible, which actually is, they're now saying, is a public health problem. But it has to do with just constant noise, constant distraction. You know, text messages and, you know, updates on Facebook we're always checking, and television and radio, and just constant noise. And we need some silence. When you think about the resurrection of Christ, it seems that it was silent. The whole world didn't know about it. When you look at the world around you, it's pretty much silent. There's a silence to the world and to nature. And we need some silence. We need to take time to step away from all of the media distractions, the social media and all that stuff, which in and of themselves can be fine and good, but we do need times for silence. And Mother Teresa will teach us that silence leads to prayer. You know, when you have times of silence, it can almost lead you to think about your life. It can lead you to think about where your life is going. It can lead you to think about where you want to go in life. Whereas if you're constantly distracted, constantly have your face into your smartphone, then you do miss what's going on around you. You're missing life. You know, you're busy worrying about this and what, and this and this and this little text message and that point, and you're missing out on life. It's passing you by. Well, silence is important, and Mother Teresa says it leads to prayer. Prayer is that situation we place ourselves before God when we realize that God is with us. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. We need to pray. We need to be people of prayer. Pope John Paul the Great used to say that Christians must be experts in the school of prayer. We have to know how to pray. And sometimes when people think of prayer and meditation, they look at other religions, say, "Oh, I want to go to this Far Eastern religion or this other ancient religion to learn how to pray or to meditate." Well, we have it right in the Catholic religion. We just have to do it. We have to be people of prayer. I have frequently learned in my own life that prayer really affects me. Sometimes I'll come to some situation where I feel confounded, where I feel like I don't know how to move or something, and I almost feel a little frustrated, but then I would pray. The thing about it is, when we're in some difficulty, we think prayer is the last thing we need. We're like, "Oh, I gotta solve this first, and then I'll pray later." But that's to get your priorities backwards. No, you gotta pray. You've gotta be a person of prayer. Mother Teresa, I heard, and her community would spend about 5 hours a day in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And it was the most active community in the, probably in the history of the church. And yet, that prayer was so important. I remember a story from Father Benedict Rochelle. He told us that when, in the early days of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, he had met Mother Teresa, and Mother Teresa had said to Father Benedict, "Does your community have your daily holy hour?" And Father Benedict said, "No, we don't, Mother. We're too busy working with the poor." And she grabbed the arm of Father Benedict and said, "Then you're too busy." And after that, Father Benedict instituted in the community a daily holy hour. And the community of the Friars of the Renewal began to grow and to grow. I have found that when we pray, somehow we are able to have more time to do the things we need to do. We can do our things that are necessary with greater attention and greater success. But when we don't pray, it's like we're always playing catch up. We're always running here and running there, and we always feel like we're behind. And our work is not as great as it could be. Prayer, I have found in my own life, when I'm in the face of some difficulty, I'll pray, and then it's like I can see things so much more clearly. It's like the light of Christ comes into the situation I'm in. And that's what prayer does. when you take time to prayer, such as going to Mass, spending time in Eucharistic adoration, or just visiting the church for even for a few minutes, or praying the Rosary or the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, or you know, making the Stations of the Cross, or Lectio Divina, reading the Sacred Scriptures, the Liturgy of the Hours, any kind of prayer like this. It's a way of allowing the light of Christ, which is real, to shine on your life situation. And you might be going through some darkness right now where you feel you don't know which way to move. Pray. And I can promise you it will make a huge, enormous difference in your life. It's like the light, in fact, it's not like it, it's true. The light of Christ will shine on your life when you pray. So silence leads to prayer. Prayer leads to a deepening of faith. So the faith, that is the Apostles' Creed, the Creed of the Church. You know, we should say the Creed every day. It reminds us of reality, and we need to be in touch with reality. If we're not in touch with reality, we're out of touch with reality, and that's no good. We need to be in touch with God Himself. Faith is really necessary. Sometimes when we're in the face of, you know, usually a great sorrow, the first thing we forget about is our faith in Jesus Christ. And I tell people when they're in some difficult situation or some problem or some sadness, I say, you really have to believe. You've got to live your faith. You have to believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And that faith helps you to have hope. Pope Benedict, in one of his writings, talked about this, that faith leads us to have hope. In other words, our faith in Jesus enables us to continue to go on with a sense of expecting goodness in life, because we're looking towards God in heaven. You have to believe. Faith is, it's like something that'll hold us up when we're feeling down. You know, I was at a funeral recently of someone who died rather young, and I told the people that in this time we feel like we cannot go on. We feel that we can't even stand in life, because it's like the bottom has fallen out, the ground has fallen out from beneath our feet with this untimely death. And I told them, look to the cross of Jesus and allow His cross to be that thing that holds you up. And it's true. We really have to believe and to live our faith. So silence to prayer leads to faith, and faith leads to love. And this love is not just a sentiment, it's life. And it's based on the fact that we've come to realize at this point and experience that God loves us. God is love, St. John says in the New Testament. And when we experience how much God loves you, when you are come to this moment where you are personally aware that the Lord Jesus loves you, that He knows you better than you know yourself, He knows everything about you, and He loves you, then that leads you to work on the path of love. First of all, love for God. We say we're supposed to love God, but we don't often think that. We don't often think about, yes, I love God. I love Him so much. We don't think like that. We're kind of like, yes, I believe God exists, but we don't really think about the next step of, do you love God? And that's what Jesus was doing when He spoke to St. Peter in the resurrection. Peter, do you love Me more than these? Do you love Me? Do you love Me? Three times He asked Him that. And we have to have this great love for God, realizing that He loves you personally. It's real. And also love for one another as Christ loves us. Jesus shows us that true love is a kind of sacrifice. It's the cross. And that means we have to, as Mother Teresa said, give to others until it hurts. In other words, we got to make a sacrifice for others. So when you realize personally that God loves you and that God Himself, His interior life is love, you realize He loves everyone else. And so you have to love them too. And you should think about that when you're very angry with someone. You know, sometimes someone can do something horrible, or you know, they can do something that doesn't seem so bad, absolutely, like they can cut you off in traffic, right? And all of a sudden you have this rage against them. Well, you got to remember that this person that you feel a sort of rage toward is loved tremendously, probably by their mom and dad, by their brother or sister, by their children, but also by God. And so you have no business in trying to wish ill to that person. So anyway, silence, prayer, faith, love. Mother Teresa goes on to say that love leads to service. Now, she was known as this tremendously awesome servant of God. There really was no one like her that we can really think of who did so much work so successfully and so piously and with such great humility. And she could stand up to the leaders of the world because of her humility. I remember when she spoke at the prayer breakfast in Washington years ago, and she spoke against abortion. And a number of the people there, some of the big-time politicians who were pro-abortion, were shocked. She spoke against abortion and spoke of it as the greatest destroyer of peace. And she was able to do this because of her understanding that she was a servant of God, that she was, as she herself said, a pencil in God's hand. Well, that's just one tiny, tiny example of her service. Mother Teresa was a servant. She felt that she was on this earth to serve God and to serve others. When people told her to slow down and to rest, she would say, I'll have eternity to rest. I won't rest now. She worked right to the end of her life. And service. Now, Mother Teresa often taught us that, you know, sometimes when we think of serving others, we think of, oh boy, I gotta go off to some other country and, you know, help the poor, and that's a really great thing to do. It's also an eye-opener for many of us in, you know, the United States or the West. And but she often taught us that service should take place above all in our own families or in our own communities. Not everybody is hungry for food and drink, but they can be hungry for love, for acceptance, for forgiveness, for friendship. And so we have to be like these servants, and we're on a lookout for how we can help others. And parents do this for their children naturally, and they do this with great sacrifice. And we want to also have this spirit of service, this spirit of missionary service in every situation we come to. We should try to be on the lookout for ways we can help others. And it could be something as small as a greeting, as a smile, as a handshake, as offering of forgiveness, or as treating someone with respect who's been disrespected by everyone around them. So many people are hungry for this friendship, this love, and we can be instruments of that to others. And finally, we have peace. Silence, prayer, faith, love, service, all lead to peace. Now, we feel that there's not a lot of peace in the world. There's no world peace. It seems like there's always some fight going on, some war. But there's also a lack of peace sometimes within our own families, among our co-workers or relatives or friends, where people are fighting each other, where there's almost like an unspoken war, where this person who works in this department hates the person who works in that department, and this brother hates that sister, and this person hates that person and wishes all kinds of harm from them for them, and there's no peace. Now, what do we have to do? Well, there's only two things we can do. One, we can either just be an observer and say, man, this place has no peace. There's no peace in this family or this workplace or maybe in this community or this diocese. There's only battles and fights. Or we can be active and we can be a peacemaker. Remember Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. And St. Francis of Assisi gave us that prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And so the missionary spirit has us being peacemakers. Now, I want to share with you this rule of life that Mother Teresa has. It's like a rule of life. You may be in a great trial or a great disaster in your own life. Maybe you caused your own disaster because of your own bad decisions. Well, you take your life situation right now and you superimpose this rule of life of Mother Teresa upon your situation, and I can guarantee you things are going to get much better for you. Make time for silence every day. Then time for prayer every day. Have faith in Jesus Christ and really believe, really live in touch with the reality of the Trinity and redemption in Christ, which does include turning away from sin. Love. Make sure that you love God because you know He loves you so much. He really does. You might not feel it, but it could be you don't have enough silence, prayer, and faith to keep your mind open to God's love. He does love you. His love is eternal towards you. It has no limit. And love one another. Service. Look to help others. Sometimes when we help others, we realize that we don't have many problems ourselves. You know, isn't that interesting that sometimes we get so much trouble in our life and we start counting all our problems and like, woe is me, my life is such a problem. But if you start helping others, you forget some of the problems that you have. Service, then you will be a peacemaker, but you also have the peace of Christ in your own heart. And so, Mother Teresa is still our mother. She's gone to heaven, but now she becomes a spiritual mother for us. May we allow her wisdom, which didn't come to her from all kinds of degrees like doctorates or, you know, any kind of special success. It came to her from her relationship to Christ, her prayer. May we allow her wisdom to become our wisdom. May we live this rule of life, silence, prayer, faith, love, service, and peace, so that we ourselves can do something beautiful for God and for His people. God bless you.